that you said that the reason that the milk boiled over, one day the milk boiled over, is because the milk was thinking that it could not serve Krishna nicely, so it wanted to commit suicide. Can you tell more of that story? Can you tell about that?
One day I will tell.
Okay. My question is that what is conscious and then it boils over, how is it eternal?
Eternal, everything is...
What?
Eternal, everything are chinman.
Right.
Chinman means having sense. So everything they are having action.
But if the water has consciousness or sense, and then Krishna drinks it, then it's gone. How is it eternally conscious? I know it's
see,
a stupid
that
question.
At that time, water is overflowing. And Krishna is taking me in his service. So he becomes very cool, very soft, with fragrance. He realizes that he is taking in my service.
In the canaki under to gaya ho gaya, paani ka apna se
chal maata ho gaya. Where? He has gone where?
Where he is gone?
Water never
disappears.
Anything is
never
back there. It does not mix any in anything.
It doesn't?
No, nothing.
It doesn't change forms like
no,
it
no, nothing,
here.
Nothing, nothing.
Exercise, up spinach or any non-pop.
Rupa Goswamita, where it says you should honor mentally those who are sometimes chanting and not initiated, and offer your obeisances to those who are initiated. So I have two questions. Many times devotees are preparing for initiation, so they're following the same principles that those who are formally initiated. Should we also then consider them on the same level and offer obeisances with the body?
ये कह रही हैं कि उपदेश अमृत में लिखा गया है कि जो जिन जो कृष्ण नाम तो लेते हैं पर दीक्षा नहीं ले उनको आदर करना चाहिए और जिन्होंने दीक्षा ले ली है उनको तो कुछ लोग ऐसे हैं जो दीक्षा के स्तर पर तैयार हुए रहते हैं और वह समस्त नियमों का पालन कर रहे हैं जप भी कर रहे हैं बस एक फॉर्मल दीक्षा नहीं हुई है वो कभी भी हो सकती है उनके उनके उनको हम किस तरह से डील करेंगे
What do you think?
I think yes. It's more humble.
Pursue you treat them.
How? With honor, because they're trying to come to Krishna.
It is right.
So even if someone is a very so-called...
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not telling about anusthaniki diksha. Understand?
Anusthaniki, I don't know.
Not understand by fire, yajna and all others.
Mala sentence pura karo, abhi yajna ho raha hai.
He tells, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells, Antiman having Shraddha and he is chanting Krishna name. And he takes one name, yet he should be honored. But if he is initiated, then he should be honored and also be with honored with Dandavat. Both. Here, honor states the inner stage. Intention. Where Shraddha is there. and with Shraddha he is taking one name after another. He should be honored. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is telling that if he has taken Diksha, then he should be the Dandavat Pranam with honor. Both are sin, but from outside it is seen like what? Different.
Two different.
But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is expressing the internal idea of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that in actual position, with internally respect, Shraddha, he has been initiated. When initiation is there, there must be sambandha gyan and avoiding of namaparadha and all offenses. Then it will told that he is initiated. If a person outwardly taking initiation but not following all the things with sambandha gyan and avoiding of offenses, then we treat him, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati tells that he should be treated like
uninitiated.
But one outwardly one has not initiated, but yet he is ananya.
He has no other interest but Krishna's service.
He is ananya to Krishna. No? He is not worshipping rather than Krishna, anyone, any semi-gods or anyone. And he is fixed to Krishna and Radha. Ananda. And he is following the rules and regulations strictly of our sampradaya. And always serving Vaishnavas and Guru.
Associating with Vaishnavas.
Then he should be treated like pure Vaishnava. And he should be done to pranam and all other things. His motive is this. Not outwardly anything we should understand anything.
When you say sambandha gyan, you mean the rules and regulations? Or what?
Krishna is mine, or I am of Krishna, Vitha Saranagati, and accepting Radha and Krishna, his Aradhade, no other. And what sambandhi is there between Krishna and there? Initiation means Goti Jana Ballav is my Ballav. This thing. If this thing comes by anyone, he is initiated. Fire jug is there and he has been given this
sacred thread,
everything, and he tells that I am Brahman Vaishnava having lamba lamba tilak, lamba tilak, you know,
long tilak,
long and flat tilak, but actually from heart he is not doing anything. He deceives, he cheats, and he testing everything, all these things, worldly things. Then, we think that outwardly he is initiated, but we don't adopt. He should know the Siddhanta of our Sampradaya and Sambandha Gyan also. What are the relation with Rupa and Sanatana party tells, I have some tendency to follow them. Actually, then these are the symptoms of sambandha gyan. Sambandha gyan or initiation, internal. So Prabhupada has Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati pressed on this point.
Was it in any book, that any particular book that he wrote this in, or just in his general teachings?
General teaching. There are so many books. He has done Anubhashya of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has done Vibriti of Srimad Bhagavatam. He has done so many books everywhere. So many late
writings. Articles.
He has published each books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everywhere has given his all these things there.
So even if a devotee, say, is initiated for 20 years and somebody is following maybe for 1 year, still the one from 20 years should offer Dandavat Pranams to that so-called younger devotee.
We should know the quality of the two Vaishnavas. If the newcomer has best quality, surrender and all things, then he should be certainly given honor with the heart. And those who are in sampradaya for 50 years but not following well and doing here and there, then they should be treated, given order from outwardly. Oh, Dandavat Maharaj, Dandavat. Bhalo achen, bhalo achi.
Yes, sir.
Kotha jachen, where you are going?
Yes. Okay, go. Yeah, you are going there. Okay, go.
Maharaj, ये जो सुबह आपने कथा बताई थी कि कृष्ण तो है यशोदा के आंगन में खेलते हैं तो माँ ये तो
Maharaj and Krishna, sometimes they drink honey wine or take pan and become...
It has so many...
Meanings.
Honey wine means gopis madhuri madhu. Understand?
The sweetness of the gopis love?
This meaning. We should not take any outwardly meaning of Srimad Bhagavata anywhere or in Vaishnava books. The honey always of gopis, sweet notes. We have never raised like all questions, this question, never comes in mind. You know that Krishna cannot take mind, never. And Gopiraj more restricted about this matter, so will not take. Only if you take madhu of Krishna sweetness and Krishna takes the madhu of Gopi's sweetness, heart sweetness, and they become mad. More than the
mother. And it's the same thing with the betel nuts then? The same thing with
pan,
the
pan? Tambur.
Tambur, same principle?
Now they used to take pan because it has the red color of anurag. You can also take anurag anga.
I'd like to.
You like?
I would, if
color you wish in that red color of anurag. If you think you qualified for this, you can take tambur vedika. Sadhak should not take, but they should take that tambur, which can color truly. We should take all these things, statements, very deeply, very deeply.
Maharaj, you have totally given light on this initiated world, that what does it really mean? It is real. It is really astonishing to us, at least to me. But I could understand your initiation means that when a person comes in association with devotee and enters into sambandha gyan, that way he is initiated only.
I think so. Samajh rahi hai?
Anand Goswami ji wala thoda sa reh gaya.
Boliye.
Aap suna rahe the sure.
Group 3 yada. Now we high class of person.
No, this is the gopis.
Gopis. Gopis are also something in pure state. Also two things are there. These are the roots of Vishuddha Prem. Each one at first one structure. One side. Sure, Paksha means that Krishna should be in all Paksha. And the Paksha means that he should be in our side. So this and Tatas also one. But when Krishna will come in Svapaksha, then all of Svapaksha will want a special
individual
something. Because this is the sign of prem.
We just can't understand it now because we relate to our...
You can dress something in the association of Vaishnava. Otherwise. You and Aditya have come to me, yes. Aditya wants to speak with me or not? Yeah? This is not the fault of any. And Srimati Radhika is there, and Krishna is there. There is something that Lalita wants, because she is also Nayak. Otherwise there will be no difference at all. Mons Narad indicated this thing. So, he came to Lalita and he told him that Lalita should sit and be seen and Krishna should move. And it went, it was going on. He at once reached to Srimati Radhika and saw her from a very distance that she had seen what Lalita is doing. She is touching your Krishna with her. So what to do? Then Srimati Radhika became so angry. This is the nature of so that is why it has become the nature of women. All women. Sakha, they play with Krishna, but they cannot play as Gopi plays with Krishna. They cannot.
If anyone touch, then everything goes from touch in by feet to him. And if you also give these hands, then
From here, everything will go to me. You don't understand. There are two divisions of our body.
Oh yeah.
One from here and one to here to here. So if everything will go from down from here and when you do it.
So
it means I am giving you. It won't do.
So if somebody touches our feet, what to do to counteract the...
To touch her, his feet also?
Touch his feet.
Done. Pranam, how do you do it? Danda Prabhu, Danda Prabhu.
How does that counteract it?
Huh?
How does offering the Dandavats back, how does that counteract the sinful reactions that you get?
There are so many reactions. If you are in good quality state and that is lower, then your all qualities will thinker. And if he is superior and you are good, then will come to you. And if he is bad, then bad will come to you.
If the good qualities are going from you to someone, then you don't lose anything.
Now I fear that my bad qualities should not go anywhere.
That's somewhere.
I fear also.
आगे वहाँ यानी कुछ चोटों में तो आने की जरूरत
है। अब तुम लोग जाओ। उमा जी कह रही हैं कि आप लोग आप ही जाओ।
मेरा अभी का दिन है माय और जायम ट्रॉफी कम।
The line of Jirai and Madhai.
I'm
following Jirai Madhai. That is why I live in Mathura near Kams Maharaj.
And just one final question about the class that I give. It appears in the day of Brahma.
No. No question of follow. If there is follow word, then Krishna may also follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, after that, in that day, Krishna comes. After Krishna comes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes Krishna.
The next day. The next day of Brahma.
Both are here. The shape of three kamas. And two stone like Giriraj. They are Mahabhagavata. Look. But they add no use of but anyhow they come. They come to the palace.
So it can be translated just as for musical entertainment.
साधन और साधन नथिंग नो साधन ओनली हियरिंग कथा एंड गेटिंग फॉर नोट्स बाय द एसोसिएशन ऑफ आवश्यक
वैष्णव टाइम टू टाइम इन देयर हरि कथा ऑल दिस नोट्स सो in separate way, we should not try to achieve Dr. Gyan.
as much as it is possible, it comes from the Harikatha, the Lilakatha, told by the Vaishnavas and in the written in the books of our Goswami. Then everything will come. How to serve, how to do all this, everything. Every knowledge and
so many things. It's
here and there.
It's so, so opposites.
Like written in Srimad Bhagavatam and Goswami books also. Like Krishna Chakravarti Thakur and Ji Goswami. But actually, these are the things and points and tattva. In what mood he was, and from and for whom he is right, tell you. If a third class Vaishnava, having no, treated in no Madhyam Adhikar, it does not have ABCD of all these things, I will have to tell them so many things that I cannot tell to Madhyam Adhikar. And if Madhyam Adhikar is there, but he is not a taste of,
he has no taste of Raga Nuga, I have to conceal so my things and tell some of things. But if I am telling with a Rasik Vaishnava, then I will open my heart and tell.
So it will seem that, oh, with a Rasik Vaishnava, what he has told, he has told. It is opposite to that, but really, these are not opposites. They are on the basis of their qualification and what? Tradition. Krishna Bhagavat, it has been told that the world is Krishna. Yeah? All is Krishna. In Vedas and Upanishad, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. But anywhere it is told that Ishavastamidam Sarvam Jatkinsin to Jagatyanjaya, all are part and parcel of Krishna, but all are for the service of Krishna. It is Upayan. Upayan. Upayan means the things by which Krishna can be worshipped. Yeah? All these are for the service of Krishna. If they are Krishna, then no service is there. So for one, it has been told that all is Krishna. For some, that they are the things for the service of Krishna. And some in Goswami books and in Rasa Lila, Krishna so the server, they are devotees. For all, it has been said that we should serve Krishna. But Srimad Bhagavat in Dasamas Sundar, in Rasa Lila and all other things, Sukadev Goswami tells opposite, that Krishna should serve. And really this is fact. So there are various contradictions in all this. But any qualified person can realize and can uska samanvay kar lega.
Adjust.
I know I have told so many things which appears from outside contrary. But it is contradictory that Krishna is Chita and Krishna is so much merciful. These are quite opposite things. Krishna is Sarvajna, but Krishna is Ajna. In the life of Yashoda.
Gyanak Karmati, so what occupational duties are we supposed to give up? Considering what we've already given up and we're engaged in some kind of bhakti, what occupational duties do we still have to give up?
That those we have given, but we have not given. We should think like this.
and we are again giving. I have surrendered, but I have not surrendered totally. There is some defect in surrendering. So Guru and Vaishnava should correct it and give fully in the lotus feet. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna Prem, but he is saying that I have not a little smell of
who was lamenting that he couldn't serve Krishna, so he decided to commit suicide and jump into the fire. He said he would tell that.
I told in Damodar. No? I told.
Somebody else is told.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining that slok. Namami is in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is slok of Satya Prakmuni. No? Krishna is waiting. From Palanka, there. Anyhow, Krishna got down and he was about this, falling down because he was in a mood of sleeping and rising both. So he anyhow with both mother, but she was serving. You can know how beautiful she was, because she was the mother of Krishna. Has come out from his home. So if mother is not so beautiful,
but Krishna came out of Mother Yasoda's womb, so she must be beautiful.
This is always so beautiful. He was so much like this. He had like this. She was, his beauty, her beauty was peeping through his Rashmi Shadi. Silk was so thin that his everybody was peeping. And she was doing so. So her breast was trembling. That things were dancing. Earrings were dancing. And puppets were coming. You know the light? Sweats. And she was singing in a so much great mood. Govinda Damo Dharma Bhavidi. Hello? What? Quorum has a book. Hello. One of the Sivas that Dudu Kalesan Ghantayam अरे उसमें तक ही संघंट यंत्र कुशल ही प्रमुख था और प्रथम था गायन्ति चैनं मनुरक्त धियो गोविंद दामोदर मां लुकिंग ऑल द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण इन साइड यस देयर ऑल्सो ऑल द not knowing where Balada is, where is not Balada. Das Dev has explained her beauty in Srimad Bhagavatam. How beautiful she is. Otherwise, Krishna could not be so beautiful. So Das says, you are right. Krishna saw that mother will not give me rest. Then, so he wept loudly. But yet Yashoda did not look here, and he was coming from that side. When at last he took the
shoe,
his right hand, and by left hand he took up this Yashoda and began to weep loudly. Yashoda, what happened? He said, oh my dear child is waiting, so beautiful waiting, so charming. He was waiting but yet so beautifully, and he was looking so beautiful that Sadhapar Kuni in the mother's child, that Rudantaki, मुहुर्नेत्र युगमंग्रिजन्तं परं पूज्य युगलेन सातंकं मुहुर्श्वासकंप त्रिकंतकंप इतद्रैदामोदरभक्तिरत्नं नमामि ईश्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपं लसत्कुण्डलं गोकुलताजं कृष्ण इज वेटिंग hearing us laughing and but then saying, oh, my master is getting so beautiful. Tears were coming and he was seeing whether mother's danda is coming on or not. His take. But sitting here, that yet feeling seems so much beautiful. When he lives, he becomes more beautiful. Then, Yashoda took in his arm and kept Krishna and with rest and we covered with her bell. Seeing Krishna, she was smelling the head of Krishna and fingers
turned to his hair.
Yes. And one hand on his back and everywhere. And so this way Krishna began to take the breast of Mahajyotira. But Krishna, how can be satisfied? Whole world is in him. Brahma, Shankara and all these lakhs and lakhs, all these worms are in Krishna's chief world. Everything, everything is Krishna. This pet means
stomach.
Stomach. And whereas Yashoda has so milk that he can what? Satisfy whole world. Never to the end. Sanatan. Krishna is Sanatan, Yashoda is Sanatan, her milk is Sanatan, everything is Sanatan. So Krishna hungry so much, his stomach is so much, and Yashoda milk is, and he began to get these things. and Yashoda was so much alive. In the meantime, Yashoda saw from some way far away that milk is
boiling over. Spilling over.
Spilling over and is going to fire. Yashoda saw that milk and it deity separation. Krishna is not taking in his service that milk. So milk is thinking, I will not have my life. If Krishna has rejected me and he will not take in his service, then what is the use of my this life? I will go to fire and I will. So Yashoda was so much merciful, more than Krishna, because Krishna has come out from his own, so she is more merciful. So just Gopis have told him, Yashoda Nanda, that Yashoda was so kind and merciful, but you, Nadadev, was so much but opposite. You are getting so much suffering to us. So you are really not Yashoda. We are telling this. So here, Yashoda told herself that they should not be burnt. I will stop to give milk to Krishna. First, they should be satisfied. This is the idea of Gurudev or Sad Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava. They can give up their service to Krishna, but they can engage instead of their own devotee. So, stood up and told Krishna that he should sit here, but he
clinging to her.
He had by legs, by mouth, and he was not wishing to give up mother's breast. Upanya, having the power of 10,000 elephants power, but yet she could not She tried her best and took her all power engaged so that Krishna may leave, but she could not leave. At last, Krishna what? Bring her
life.
At first that halahal is poison with her life, everything. He wanted to come to her brother, Kamsa. He plied and took Krishna with her breast and tried to fly away. But Krishna told that anyone who comes to me cannot go anywhere. I will keep it in Vrindavan. So she fell down in Vrindavan in a 6 mile place. And Krishna comes Bagan. Bagan means garden was as massive. like those. So here Yashoda Ma has how much she has power? All the demons could not touch Krishna. Then Krishna became Ranchod. And so, you know, then Kaljaman was pursuing Krishna, but he could not touch. But here we see, then Krishna tightened Yashoda's lap. Yashoda was so hurry to go to set the milk. See, believe it. You should well, know her whole power. Well, you should sit down here. And with one hand, see, kept the Krishna and Krishna began wonderful. So, Yashoda has more power than Krishna. but they cannot use. Gopis also. Okay? Where Krishna has done anything wonderful, he has done with the help of Gopis' power. So he told. He took butter, he gave it down the milk. Oh, I should first die, then you will die. I will not let you die. I will make you engage in the service of Krishna. Without that, Krishna cannot be alive. And he set that milk, and when she returned, and she saw that Krishna is, where Krishna, where Krishna, where Krishna? Krishna was so wonderful, wise. He is more wise than Hiranyakashipu, two angles. He is more wise than anyone. But his wiseness comes down in the comparison of her mother and friends and gopis. She entered, he entered in a room where curds and makhan were kept. He was eating himself, and those were sour, given to monkeys, remembering the pastimes of Rama and Ram Lila. But at that time I have given nothing to them. Now as I should, I am so much better to them. Now I say, so he was giving. Also to crows, because crows in crows, so one crow was
the time.
No.